Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is a Eurostar announcement. We would like to apologize for the delays you are currently experiencing at check-in.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Rishi Firth, travel hacker. Et j'ai piraté le voyage.
Yes, I'm back. Chris is back. Welcome to a new season of Richie Firth Travel Hacker. And it's a special season, our first international series. Christopher!
Hello, Rich. It's nice to be back. Let's crack on with it. Set the scene for our audience.
Well, this is going to be a six-part season for our first international series. And note the word first. It's not going to be our only. This is happening just because of our Patreons. That's why we've decided to go this big. So thank you very much. Your money has allowed us to do this, to buy the Eurostar tickets, to hire a car, to book a hotel room. Well, two, actually. We weren't going to share. And with enough money left for 2 days, food and drink. You can, of course, still become a Patreon and fund our next season via patreon.com/travelhacker. Do it now rather than at the end of this six-part season when you might then think to yourself, what a waste of money.
Brilliant forward self.
With your money, inspired by a lockdown suggestion from you, we have set out to see how many countries we can visit in a day.
So specifically, your aim going into this is 5 countries, right?
Indeed, including the UK, which is where we started at St Pancras International Station. And once we boarded, you kicked off with some mildly irritating questions.
Right, just whilst we're here, Rich. Yeah. So we've just boarded the Eurostar. Ooh, what are you doing to me? Yeah. So you want to go to lots of countries.
Mm-hmm.
But the Eurostar only goes to one, possibly two countries. So we can go to Lille from here.
It goes to Amsterdam. That could be a.
All right. So is that what we're doing?
No, we're going to Lille.
But what are we doing at Lille?
At Lille, we will get off the train, and I have reserved us a car.
Right.
At Avis.
Right.
Which we will pick up.
Yes.
And then we will tick off other 4 countries.
So what car are we getting?
Hire car.
You don't know what type of hire car?
No.
And so
it's cheap because I didn't want to waste the Patreon money.
Okay, and I'm not driving.
I'm driving.
You're driving?
Yes.
Okay. And what, we're just going to drive to countries?
We're going to drive to Frankfurt because
right.
I looked at a map and...
Famous border town.
What do you mean?
Frankfurt, on, you know, on the border of other countries, so it's convenient to go to lots of countries.
It's Frankfurt's one of the biggest airports in the world.
We're not flying.
It's a famous interchange airport. It's huge, bigger
than
Heathrow.
You know we're not flying.
No, we're not flying, no.
Right.
But so Frankfurt is an international travel hub.
tremendous city.
Which is why I thought we would head there, because it looked like we'd knock off a lot of countries if we drove in a straight line from Lille.
Okay, I need a tea.
Hey?
I need a tea.
Okay, well, there is a buffet car a few carriages back. A buffet car.
Buffet?
Yeah.
Have we been here before, or is this the first time you've said that to me?
What do you mean?
Buffet.
Yes.
Okay. Who am I to say?
How would you say it?
Buffet.
It's common.
I'm starting to doubt myself now. Have I been wrong all these years?
It's a buffet car.
Buffet.
That's not buffet.
Call now on 08... No.
Now, we weren't allowed to properly record whilst on the train, but we captured something vital to start the journey.
Come on.
I just took a shit.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. You're only in the tunnel. Here's a little stat for people.
Yep.
You're only in the tunnel for 19 minutes.
Yep.
There can't be very many people shit under the sea.
I reckon you're absolutely wrong there. I reckon every train journey there's probably three people simultaneously crapping.
Not very many though.
Really?
Really?
There's about 25 trains a day.
Okay, well that's only 75 people a day that take a shit under the sea.
Okay, congratulations. Welcome to the 75 Club.
So our six-part series starts with a dodgy recording of you talking about doing a big poo under the sea.
Let's move on. We'll move on specifically to Lille and the start of our journey in the car of dreams.
Well, here we are. We are in our Renault Twingo, thanks to Avis, sat in the car park of a casino in Lille. And so begins our journey to Frankfurt. That is the destination today, as we try to show you that it is possible to visit five countries in but one day. We started in England, we are now en France, and we will head to Germany, taking in Belgium and Luxembourg as well. Five countries, one day. That is a hack, my friends. Don't be afraid of travelling anymore.
That already is news to me.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't know it was limited to five, really, and I didn't know it was going to be specifically those five countries.
What did you
think
it was?
This is you getting ahead of the planning without telling me. Well, I kind of had a good idea.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was going to be, say, specifically, Luxembourg and not the Netherlands, for example.
It could be Netherlands if you want. I don't care.
You're the hacker.
Well, look.
You just seem to have gone and done it.
It can be a fluid... it's a fluid operation, because we'll just see where the car takes us. You need to bear in mind, I've never driven abroad before.
Yeah?
I've never driven on the other side of the road before.
Do you want me to tell you about the first time I drove in France?
Go on.
I wrapped a Renault around a car park wall.
Fuck off.
I really did. Right. And the Spass, though, was a big one.
Okay, this is a Twingo. It's certainly not big.
How are we going to get? Have you got a route?
No, look, we need to get going, otherwise our car parking will have expired.
How are we getting there, then?
Okay, let's put in the sat-nav, Frankfurt.
Is this literally all we're doing? We're just Google Mapsing to Frankfurt. Where's the route?
There's the route.
It's 500 kilometres.
If we go now, it'll take us 4 hours 56. Let's go.
This is awful.
Right.
And 5 minutes later, we still couldn't get out the sodding car park.
Look at the bloody recorder.
Pardon?
Help rather than look at the recorder. Sortie?
Sortie is French exit. For exit. It is, yeah. Remember, we're four floors down, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a car lift?
No, ramp.
Right, okay, there you go.
Okay.
Okay, that's
it. I think this is one way.
It said sortie, so I'm going to assume yes.
Yeah.
You can't change gears, can you? Because you're in an automatic. Gosh.
Sortie.
You always look
ahead.
So relaxed driving, Rich, but you are
really tense. I'm on the other side of the vehicle.
Oh, I feel like this is driving Miss Daisy.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's an old film.
Right.
Sortie.
Left.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's quite a turn.
Whoa. Hang on. Sortie that way as well.
Yeah. Sortie
double sortie.
Is it up the hill again?
No, that's...
Oh, no, 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 because there's a no, there's a no-go thingy. Christ.
We have got to find that again tomorrow to drop this car back.
Which means we've got to find that?
The, where we've just
it's
come
called
from.
The Lille Palais Casino. And seeing as you've basically done this whole journey on Google Maps, it's not going to be hard to find it, is it?
Are we still going the right way?
We've been going for some time and we're still in the car park.
Sortie der Nouveau. I'm just paranoid. I don't want to get arrested.
For what?
Driving the wrong way out of a French car park.
I don't think that's a crime. Bonjour, madame and mademoiselle, what is the court case today? Number one, it is the case of the French state versus Richie Firth, who is guilty of the most heinous French crime. He drove the wrong way up a ramp in a car park.
Chris, there's people.
Yeah, just don't hit them. Common sense driving.
Sortie.
Hit that one, though.
No.
No, he was the grumpy guy. He was the grumpy guy.
Oh, yeah,
hit
he's probably
him.
A Liverpool fan.
Run him over. Oh my god, he wants it.
Sortie, I think this way. Yeah?
Yeah,
agreed?
Well, I don't know.
I think you're the worst co-driver ever.
It's not my job to be co-driver.
Sortie. What level do you think we're on at the moment?
I don't know, whatever the best is.
Whoa, right. This is the exit.
Right?
Right.
Oh Christ.
Insert.
Boleto.
What's that mean?
Just take it and drive forwards. We've
cut.
Pull it out.
It's not working.
Press the, can you press the button? Is there a button to talk to someone? Doesn't like your ticket, mate.
Oh, man. Right, let's go out.
Is there someone behind you?
I hope not.
There's not a person to talk to now?
I don't know. We'll ask someone.
Was that not a button there? The intercom button?
Where?
There? Right at the very bottom of it.
Oh, yeah. Bonjour. Bonjour. Parlez-vous anglais?
Non.
Ah, pardon. J'avais une voiture à Avis et le billet n'est pas
merci.
Ah, fucking hell, Chris. He said no. I said, do you speak English? He said no. If anyone else keeps doing that, we're fucked.
I thought you coped actually really well there.
Oh, man. I told you we faffed around too long.
I like the fact that when he could tell you couldn't even use the words, he just opened
it. He just opened the gate. He didn't even query it, did he? Right, here we go. Where are we going? Left?
Yes. Do I have to do this for you?
Oh, my goodness.
Go straight on. Go straight on. This is not my job.
No, I know. We need to get this. We need to get this ventilation working.
Press the auto button. There you go.
Okay. 19 will do.
19's really cold.
Right now, I need it cold.
Whoo! So what's the? So this route. What country is this taking us to, other than our final destination?
I don't know. We'll look. What we'll do.
This is a shit show.
No, it's not. I just need to build up a little bit of confidence. Then we'll pull over somewhere. Work out where we are. And plot a better route, but I just needed to get out of the
car park. The child park?
Car park.
Sorry.
Did that e-scooter have to stop for the lights?
It works on a different system.
Oh, right.
Okay, keep following that Citroën.
Yeah, I am. I feel like the sat-nav has calibrated properly now. It had a bit of a moment as we were coming out of the car park.
Right, do you know what you're doing now?
Turning right here.
Towards Roubaix.
Roubaix.
One of the homes of cycling.
Is it?
The famous Paris to Roubaix race.
That'd be nice.
Single dayer, lots of cobbles. Uh-huh. What are you doing next?
Gonna turn right down Rue Guillaume Vernier.
Guillaume Vernier.
Ooh. Calm down, yeah?
I think so. I feel like everyone's looking at me. I feel like they know that I'm not an English, not a French driver.
You don't strike me as someone who's ever had imposter syndrome before.
No, I haven't.
Should we ask that guy if he's looking at you?
No, he's not, because I can see he's not.
Do you want me to look at him, though?
No. That's not...
Hey!
Don't alert any suspicion. Hello?
God, soundproofing on this car's pretty good.
It's all right, isn't it?
What do you think of the car?
Early days.
What do you think of all the patterns in it, all the bright colours?
Very European. Because no orange on French lights. What's that all about?
I don't know, just go right.
Yeah, no, I know, but you suddenly just have to go. Well, this is a tiny little road. You wouldn't have thought this was the road to Frankfurt, would you? Good job we're in a tiny car.
What now?
Right.
I'm desperate not to guide you. This is your journey.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Is this a two-way road? I don't know.
What does a two-way road mean?
Well, like, is something going to come at me the other way?
Just... I think you'll find that's a three-way.
Okay. Just going to keep going for now. This is thoroughly unpleasant.
Are you able to talk about the hack yet?
I talked about the hack when we were leaving the car park.
Okay, but now you're actually driving in real roads with real people. I think we need to establish what the rules of this are.
Okay, the rules are quite simple, actually. And there are three rules. Rule number one, we don't break any motoring rules. So that's obviously rules of the road and speed limit. Rule number two... is for us to have set foot in a country, we have to set foot in the country and eat in it.
Okay. So eating is like the qualifier that we've been in that country.
Yeah, correct.
Good. I like that.
And rule number three is to have been in a country, we have to have listened to some radio of that native country.
Oh, I like that.
So Radio France or... So if they have something called that.
What's that guy doing in the middle of the road?
What do you mean?
That guy.
Where?
The guy in the middle.
Oh, he's a hobo, I think.
No.
Right.
What are you doing next, Rich?
Gonna turn left. Cool, you have to have your wits about you, don't you?
Are you saying that you don't have your wits about you when you're driving in the UK?
I think when you're driving in the UK, there's more of a reflex, isn't there? You're like, you're on the right side of the road.
We're on the right side of the road now.
The correct side of the road. Have we gone anywhere yet?
No.
Who's Mary Skinner? She keeps on popping up and it's coming over the sat-nav.
Well, what's my name?
Is it your mum?
Yes.
Can you, like, mute her? Mute her or something. Tell her Richie's in Europe and he doesn't care for... Where are we going?
Keep going straight on.
Straight on. Shit, nuts. Fuck. It's going down to one lane.
We've just left Lille city limits.
Have we?
Yep.
How do you know?
Because there was a sign and it said Lille and it was crossed out.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. What's the speed limit?
I don't know.
How do you know what the speed limit is?
I don't know.
I'm just going to do what everyone else is doing. Chris, it's a motorway. Fucking hell.
It's all right. It's just driving.
70 is the speed. Rappel.
Remember, that's kilometres, not miles.
Oh, so I need to get over onto the A1, I think, in a minute.
Looks like it, which is on the other line. Yeah, you're going towards Paris and Brussels.
Yeah.
Because Brussels is not in France.
No.
Are you... Yeah, you need to come over one more, Rich, pretty quickly, actually. Otherwise, you're going to miss your turning. Yeah, really quickly. There we... Christ almighty.
Fuck. That came up quite quickly. It said it was a kilometre away, but it felt a lot closer than that.
Are you used to seeing things in miles? Is that why that
I guess
happens?
So, yeah. Right, what does 700M mean?
700 metres.
What's happening?
Well, what does it look like it's happening? A1.
Okay. Cool.
There we go. That's the A1.
Yeah.
There's people everywhere. Who'd have thought there'd be so many people abroad?
Yeah. Can I get over a lane?
Yeah, E42. Yeah. Stay in this lane, not the far right lane.
Great.
When you're in France, don't go to the far right, as their electorate recently...
Yeah.
Satire there.
What was the most recent speed limit you saw? I think it was 90.
I haven't seen anything since the 70.
More hacking, more countries after this break from a commercial partner. Unless you're a Patreon, there is no partner. You are our financial partner.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you okay to talk about the Eurostar?
Yeah, wish we were still on it.
I'll tell you who was on it, Rich.
Who?
A lot of Scousers.
Yes. That is because... I don't know why you're talking to French. That is
McLaren.
Because... A27 and 3 km... I'm just going to still do this for now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We are journeying on the day of the Champions League final between Liverpool and Real Madrid.
Good luck to Liverpool, I say.
I would normally support a British club in European competition. However, I was really quite annoyed by the Liverpool fans this morning. I know that they've been given an allocation.
They were very well behaved.
They were very well behaved. There's too many of them. They've been given an allocation of 20,000 seats for the Stade de France. 90 mile an hour.
Kilometres.
90 kilometres an hour. They've been given an allocation. Hold on, we're merging. Stuff's happening.
Just stay in. Just keep going forwards. Okay, I think you want to be on the left side of the A27.
Yeah, which is good. Which is where
we
are.
There is a lot of turnings here.
Yeah, we're going to find out that we've actually done the European spaghetti junction or something without realising it.
No, you know what? Actually, I know what the equivalent is. It's in Rouen.
Let's not go there.
And the people often joke like the road to Rouen, and I have actually dinked in Rouen before. We have an insurance job. Talk to me about the
yeah. So 20,000 seats they've got for the Stade de France. Oh, there's another bloody thing coming up. A27 to Liège, I think we want, isn't it?
Yeah, Liège.
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 Okay, we're good.
You're fine in the middle lane, Rich.
Yeah, that's fine. Right. 20,000 seats they've been given, and I happen to have read that 70,000 Liverpool fans have travelled to Paris.
That is, I think that's brilliant. That is surely the spirit of like the Champions League final.
Yeah, but it's bloody irritating if you're trying to get on a Eurostar to Lille like we were.
Yeah, but it's not because,
about
no,
us. No. You are then caught up with 50,000 fans who have got no business being in Paris.
What? Of course they've got business being in Paris. The team are in the Champions League final.
Yeah, in the Stade de France, and 50,000 of them are in some concrete fan park 5 kilometres outside of Paris city centre. It would be the equivalent of Paris Saint-Germain fans travelling to London to spend the afternoon in Croydon. I mean, what's the fucking point?
No. Do you not like the idea of being a part of something?
Only if I've got a right to be.
Right, okay. So do you like the idea of being surrounded by like-minded people at a enormously significant moment in your collective experience?
Well, yeah, when you put it like that, that sounds all right. 110 is now the speed limit.
Okay, don't do it in miles.
I don't think I've got an option on this thing.
Like, the idea of
I've got, I'm not sure a Twingo is going to go 120 kilometres or miles.
As long as it keeps going, I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
500 fucking kilometres to go. Why did we do this? And this is the direct route. I assume it's not going to take us through all the countries you want to go to.
It will do. We've done England, we've done France, and we're going to go through Brussels, I think, which is Belgium.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Okay, that's missing at least one country.
We'll pick one up along the way. We'll stop and we'll plan a route. I feel happier now that we're out of Lille. So I was getting to grips with the road. Time to tick off job number one. Food en France. So I think I've seen a sign for services in 2 kilometres. So we're going to give that a hit. Because 1 kilometre now, because that will be our first stop. And we'll tick off eating in France. To prove that we've done France.
Air de Foyer.
I think this is it. Is this it?
Yes.
Right, I'm going to start indicating in a minute. I'll indicate when we get... Is this the services?
Yeah, just indicate right.
Oh, yeah. Great.
There you go. Follow. See, that car is going in as well. Follow him.
Oh, yeah, cool. Great. Great, great, great. So is the caravan that overtook me that I recently just overtaken back. Right. Services. La voiture goes this way. Down to 50.
Foyen. Do you think we're close to the Belgian border?
I've no idea where we are, but I'm happy that we're out of, like... I'm happy that we're at motorway services, and then we can take stock and see where we are and plan a route. Because I'm aware that we haven't really planned a route.
We haven't done anything.
All of this is theory. It will only become a hack when we've done it.
Oh, we're pre-hacking.
Do you think I park here?
Yes, of course. You've just driven past the car park.
Fucking hell. Chris, park, what do we do?
Park somewhere. Park at the end. Park at the end. Just go and park on the left. No, there!
Where?
There!
Chris is disabled.
No, the next one's disabled. That one's not.
Stop shouting at me. Stop shouting at me. The car stalled. How do you stall an automatic?
You can't even park it.
Is this disabled?
No, that one is.
Is it?
It's fine.
Let's not fall out. I was expecting a bigger car park than that. I've seen bigger car parks at a Spa.
Is that the
convenience
control
story? Yeah.
So, is it a big car park? Well, let's see how big Spa's car park is, and then use that.
That is it. Look, that's then you're back on. Yeah. That is an apology for a car park.
Wow, sure, it's a good thing.
Let's go and see what's going on. Well, here we are. Stop number one, but critically, country number two. We are in France. This is our first stop. So the rules, as we clearly said, to constitute being in a country, we have to have stopped and set foot and eaten in the country and listened to some music, a radio station from that particular country. We have stopped at some services shortly after departure of Lille. And I have bought myself a particularly French meal, a croque monsieur, which is basically a ham and toasted ham and cheese sandwich. What did you get?
Hang on.
France Bleu. Marvin Gaye and Get It On. Marvin Gaye et Get It On. Radio Classique.
There we go. So we've done it. Can I turn that off now?
Yeah, this feels more French than
Music.
94.2 I've seen from the motorway signs are good for traffic news. Jacko.
Okay. No.
Ooh, Clara.
They like their jazz.
They
here,
do,
don't they?
Yeah.
Can we stop this now?
Yeah, turn off.
Okay, so where we're at Air de Foyen, aren't we? Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this map. What do you see?
We are parked here.
Yeah, no, zoom out. What's that big grey line?
I don't know.
You fucking idiot. Rich. No, no, move back.
That's Lille.
Yeah, that's where we are. That's Lille.
Yeah.
And what's that big grey line?
I literally don't know. Hang on, 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 hang on. You're not telling... you're not telling... No, 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 no. I'm just checking, I'm just checking. I give me that phone. I know what you think that is, but I'm just checking. We're in Belgium!
We're 2 miles over the border.
We're in Belgium.
Lille's very close to the Belgian border.
Well, they don't shout about that, do they?
Rich, we're 10 minutes into the journey and you fucked it.
Well, I haven't. Did we eat anything in... did we eat anything in Lille as a technicality?
No. And we didn't listen to any French radio stations. Well, we listen to French radio stations now. They're clearly French radio stations.
Yeah.
But...
And the only countries we've got left today are...
Christ knows. That's why I opened my maps.
Belgium... And either Luxembourg or Holland, can't do both, and Germany. So we can't do the five countries in one day today, according to our rules.
This is...
It's fine, we've got tomorrow when we go back.
Oh, Rich. So what we do is we can go back.
No, we can't. No, no, no. We onwards. But tomorrow we need to make sure that we actually eat in France. Because we've been, no one's going to deny that we've been in France. We've hired a car from France.
Yeah.
But our rules were...
Which you set out half an hour ago.
Yeah, that we have to eat. And we've not eaten any French delicacies.
Right. I'm just looking at the map here, Rich. Look, mm-hmm. you've got final call. It looks like we've got two options. The road splits in a couple of hours' time.
Yeah.
One takes us right up to the Dutch border.
Yeah.
We would have to detour a tiny bit to go into the Netherlands. It goes close to like a tri-border, but not over it.
Yeah.
But that's doable. And then, oops. And the other one, that grey one,
yeah,
that takes us directly through the middle of Luxembourg.
Okay, well, let's just see how we're going. Let's just keep going for now. We'll decide at Liège.
I'm trying to smile. I'm absolutely seething.
I want to eat my croque monsieur.
Oh, my God, that's
cold.
Got the point. Oh, my.
An appropriate place to end episode one.
We failed, right? Come on, admit it.
Well, look, let's just end it here.
No,
and
well,
take,
yes.
And take stock.
I thought that.
The next episode is a new beginning and will feature moments like this.
Well, I think we play quite an exciting brand of football, actually. And I think you'll find that most of the Crystal Palace and Watford fans would have said that.
And like this.
That lorry driver's hanging his washing up on his lorry.
I think it's a flag.
And like this.
I mean, there's literally a 100-metre cliff, well, 70, 80-metre cliff to our right.
Au revoir.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.